Okay.
Right, yeah.
And say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a...
Take a nail and tie a string to it and stick it up there.
But to get the nail in the wall,
you got a good hammer.
Okay.
We use hammers to do everything here with. Yeah, hammers and handsaws. Always keep them handy.
He's saying he got in his car and what to town.
Got in a car and what?
In what to town. He got in his car and... Well, he said, took the hammer and what the nail in.
Oh, well, you nail in a... Oh, the hammer?
Yeah.
You drive the nails in the planks to put them up, or
okay.
To nail in the wall to hang things on, and
basically,
stuff like...
If you'd done that, you'd say, I took the hammer and I...
Drove a nail.
Okay, and if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say, that nail's got to be...
Deeper it goes.
It's got to be what in some more? It's got to be...
Got to be, it drove a little deeper.
Okay. And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell somebody.
I'd tell somebody. Most of the people, you know what they'll say? They don't say close the door.
What do they say?
He'll holler and say shut the door.
Which would you say?
I say close the door.
And on some houses you have boards on the outside that lap over each other. You call that. You know what I mean? Like now this house would be brick or something, but used to they'd take boards. About 4 inches wide.
6 inches wide, mostly weatherboarding.
Okay.
That's what you call weatherboarding. You see nails in here and this edge comes down over this. Well, that keeps it from ever getting water on the inside that to keep it from rotting. And that's what you call weatherboarding on the house instead of siding.
What's siding like?
Siding is mill work stuff, you know, that you use and it's got tongue and grooves in it, and you put that in there, and it's got a slot next to the bottom of it that kind of works in the way that the weatherboarding worked on the house at the old time way.
Mm-hmm. Where would people store wood?
We always generally stick out on the gallery and a lot of it right by the fireplace against the wall, so we wouldn't have to open the door and get out in the cold wind to get it in the morning when you got up to build a fire. And we rigged ours up outside there right beside the house. We'd throw a lot of it up on the gallery at times.
Uh-huh.
And when we was going to have sleet, snow, and rain coming, well, we generally stacked a lot of that wood on the inside.
Did it snow around here a lot?
Oh, yes. We get lots of snow here at times.
I think...
Hardly ever get over 6-7 inches.
Is this hitting too far south?
No, ma'am, I've seen this country wrap with snow from one side of it to the other and stayed here for 10 and 15 days at a time. Let me tell you something that I did once. We was down here working when I told you about when I first bought this land.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it come a big snow here. It got about 6 or 8 inches deep. And it stayed cold for 2 or 3 weeks. Well, a lot of people left here. Well, us boys, we took the saw and an axe and go out here in these woods and track these coons up.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd go up where he went up a tree where you could tell by the snow, you know, he's up there where he's still down. And we'd cut that tree down and kill that coon. I put 9 big coons on a little shed that we had down there where we had the mules and kept the feed.
Mm-hmm.
And took my shovel in and piled the snow up about 3 or 4 feet deep on top of them on that shed there. And after the snow, it all melted all over the swamp everywhere and there wasn't none nowhere. Old man said he'd come along there one day and looked at it and said it had a pile of snow there then on that great big pile of it up there. And in the shade of a big old cow tree. And kept it from the sun from melting it too well. And he walked up there and he said he saw one of them coons' legs stick out of that snow and said he got down and got him 3 or 4 of them coons. He had a colored man lived on his place up there. And he carried them coons up there and said that was the best meat they ever eaten in their life. And them coons had been killed over 2 weeks in that pile in that snow there.